Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I wonder how many people know what Texas Independence Day is, or what the date of Texas Independence Day is.
You know, it's one of those things that I think seems to get less and less emphasis, and what a shame.
Well, yes. You know, we're supposed to be proud Texans and so forth, and a lot of people are, but I'll bet you that not many know that it's coming up this Saturday.
And that's right, March the 2nd.
March 2nd is Texas Independence Day, and W. Walworth Harrison Public Library is having an event to recognize it.
Yes, they're doing, very interesting mashup, which I think, two things that are probably very unlikely to go together, but on March 2nd, they're having a special event for Texas Independence Day, and it's also Dr. Seuss's birthday, and so they're doing a kickoff of a month-long Dr. Seuss reading festival, which I think sounds like it ought to be a lot of fun as well.
So, yeah, I agree. There's not a lot of obvious connections there between Texas Independence Day and Dr. Seuss's birthday. By the way, did you know he pronounced it Soyce?
Really? Yeah. No, I did not. Soyce.
One of our little factoids a while back. Yeah, but it goes down. It's one of those things that's basically a moot point because everybody says Seuss and you're not going
right.
to change
no,
that.
No, you're right.
So that's 11 to 3 this Saturday, and they'll be honoring Texas Independence and Dr. Seuss's birthday at the library. And then to stay with the library here for a minute, it is, of course, tax time.
Yes, it is.
Again, and this is something that's been going on for several years, but AARP sets up there at the library to give people some help with their taxes.
That is correct. They're there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and they are there from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. You can go in and get some help with your taxes. And if you've really got something complicated or your schedule is tight, you can walk in and make an appointment to come back for another time, particularly if you're going to bring quite a bit in there. They're not going to do them for you, but they're going to help you with it, and the help is free.
Mm-hmm. I have Monday. Let me look again at my note. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is
okay.
What?
All right. No, you're correct. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay. But it's from 10 to 3, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
That's
and
correct. Tuesday. Yes.
They're not going to do your taxes.
No, they are not. But they will help you and answer questions and at least get you maybe over the hump or something on that.
Okay. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. I see where at the Greenville Sports Park, they have an event this Saturday called One Last Slide, and they're taking that playground out completely.
Yes, this is what has been known for the last 30-plus years, I think, is Aunt Char's playground, and it was one of those old wooden structures that was built by the community, designed by the kids, and this was a program that was really, really popular back in the 80s and the 90s, where they would come in and build these playgrounds. And of course, over the years, you know, they just simply don't hold up that well, and there's a lot of changes. And so the city is getting ready to put in a whole brand new modern one with some of these big shade covers or, you know, all weather covers. Mm-hmm. And it from the drawings look really, really nice. And what they're going to do is they're just going to have kind of a goodbye to Aunt Char's, where people can come and the kids can play on it one last time. There will be representatives there from the Park and Recreation Department with pictures of what's going in. And I think it's just kind of a really neat way to say goodbye to something that was really very special, you know, in our community for a while.
And you said your own boys liked to play there.
My kids loved it. They would play and crawl. There were so many little, you know, places to look out, and you were high and seemed like you were on top of the world with those kiddos.
So you may have some 30-year-olds coming back for one last slide.
Or maybe bringing their kids.
This will be from 1 to 3 on Saturday at the Greenville Sports Park. We're going to run out of time here. Just to say quickly, the Boys and Girls Club in Commerce and Greenville, and there's two or three different clubs.
Correct.
Having a fundraising event 6 p.m. Saturday at Innovation First.
That's right. And the information for that is on the Boys and Girls Club Facebook page, and that will take you to a link to get tickets.
Something in your list of events caught my eye, and this is something new called the Greenville Readers Roundtable.
Yes.
And they're meeting on Monday evenings at 6:30 p.m. at the Uptown Forum.
Well, they meet the first Monday of the month.
I see. First.
Just the that, you know, the one Monday a month. So we all have time to go back and read other books.
Got it.
And this is not a standard book club where everybody agrees on a title and they're going to read it. This is more a share what you're reading and hopefully inspire people to add something to their reading list. They pick four people each meeting to give a mini review of something that they've read that they like. And then if there's time, people can go around the room and share something else. And then they have what they call speed booking, where you sit across from each other for 1 to 2 minutes, like this old speed dating concept. And you can share, talk books for 1 or 2 minutes with this person, and then you move and talk books for 1 or 2 minutes with this person. And the first meeting was in February, and I came away with probably about 6 or 8 books to add to my reading list. Great. So it's really, I think, going to be a lot of fun.
So that is first Monday of... So they'll meet Monday, March 4th.
Yes.
6:30 p.m. Uptown Forum. And if you've never been to the Uptown Forum, that's worth a visit.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you can, you know, come in. It's, there's no charge. If you're a book lover, just come.
We're out of time.
I always love being with you.
But there's more to talk about. We'll have you back soon. Bud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.